I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. With the number of people who have died hovering around 10,000 in Syria and Turkey from this week's devastating earthquake, medical personnel, soldiers, and handlers with trained search dogs have been sent from around the world, are arriving in both locations to help rescue survivors. The European Union has mobilized search and rescue teams to help Turkey, while the bloc's Copernicus satellite system has been activated to provide emergency mapping services. At least 19 member countries have offered assistance. The bloc's also helping neighboring Syria by funding search and rescue operations there. Meanwhile, the U.S. is coordinating immediate assistance to Turkey, and the International Committee of the Red Cross has sent enough surgical material to treat 100 people to one of the public hospitals in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Telling Republicans in Congress that they can work together and should finish the job when it comes to rebuilding the U.S. economy, U.S. President Joe Biden talked about the Chinese spy balloon during his State of the Union address last night.
As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
Mr. Biden says Congress should act to restore abortion rights.
Congress must restore the right that was taken away in Roe v. Wade and protect Roe v. Wade.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un lauded the irresistible might of his nuclear-armed military as he visited troops with his daughter to mark the 75th founding anniversary of his army. That's according to a state media account of his visit. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting Britain, his first trip to the UK since Russia's invasion began nearly 1 year ago. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Britain's one of the biggest military backers of Ukraine and has sent the country more than $2.5 billion in weapons and equipment. The visit comes as Sunak announces that Britain will train Ukrainian pilots on NATO standard fighter jets. Ukraine has urged its allies to send jets, though the UK says it's not practical to provide the Ukrainian military with British warplanes. The Zelensky visit is only his second confirmed journey outside Ukraine during the war. Charles de Ledesma, London.
He is about to address UK MPs here shortly. Both Russia and Ukraine have running tallies of the casualties in the latest fighting, which intensified within a 48-hour period. Zachary Gelman of Reuters has more.
The Ukrainian military said on Tuesday the previous 24 hours had been the deadliest of the war so far for Russian troops since Moscow launched its invasion almost a year ago. Ukraine increased its running tally of Russian military dead by 1,030 overnight. Reuters has been unable to verify that report, and Russia has also claimed to have killed large numbers of Ukrainian troops in recent weeks. But Kiev's assertion that the fighting was the deadliest so far fits descriptions from both sides of an escalating campaign of intense warfare.
That was Zachary Gelman of Reuters. The U.S. Navy has shifted to an all-underwater search for pieces of the massive Chinese suspected spy balloon a U.S. fighter jet shot down off the coast of the U.S. state of South Carolina Saturday. It is using sophisticated reconnaissance drones dubbed the Kingfish and the Swordfish to scour the ocean. U.S. officials say Navy and Coast Guard personnel have collected all they could of the balloon remnants that were floating on the surface. On Tuesday, they were using the drones to locate and map the debris field, and Navy divers were beginning to pull pieces from the ocean floor. Documents released Tuesday provide a scathing account of what authorities are calling the blatantly unprofessional conduct of five officers involved in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop last month, including new revelations about how one officer took and shared pictures of the bloodied victim. The officer, Demetrius Haley, stood over Nichols as he lay critically injured from a police beating and took photographs, which he sent to other officers and a female acquaintance, according to documents released by the Tennessee Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.